Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's nice to be on the West Coast, away from the East Coast right now, although our thoughts and prayers are with everybody on the East Coast going through a really difficult time. I'm going to be talking to you about some prototype educational materials that we've been working on for the development of coursework about the fundamentals of public health quality. This work that we've started is a collaboration between the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, UNC, Chapel Hill, Gillings School of Global Public Health, and the Public Health Foundation. Now, these are going to be my objectives for this presentation. I have about 8 minutes, so we're going to kind of, you know, boogie through them. But I want to talk to you about the purpose of our coursework, why workforce and education is such a high priority for improving the quality of public health services. Some of the research that we've done, we've kind of gone out and looked at what other schools of public health are teaching, so I'm going to report to you on some of those findings, the core competencies that we want our students to have when they leave our programs, our schools of public health. These are some core competencies that we feel are critical for our future leaders to have when they go out and address critical public health issues. Then we're going to look at some potential topics that we're considering for the coursework and propose next steps. So, first, let's look at why are we delving into creating public health quality coursework. First of all, we feel it provides an excellent foundation for existing and future public health workforce. We want to give them the knowledge on what are the fundamental concepts of quality in public health. And Dr. Koh and Peggy have both mentioned some of the foundational work that has been done by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Public Health Quality Forum. We want to teach concepts of public health quality that can be applied in any organization that is going to be providing public health services and functions, whether that be a governmental entity or a nonprofit or a healthcare facility that is interested in population health services. And lastly, we want to incorporate experiential and interactive educational content so that when our students begin learning these concepts, when the workforce through continuous education begins learning these concepts, they can apply them immediately and build their skills. So these are the three foundational reports that cover the public health quality concepts that we want to be sure our students have and that the workforce has as we work to improve the quality of public health services in the United States. Peggy and Dr. Koh have mentioned the first two. The last one is the 2011 National Strategy for Quality Improvement in Healthcare, which has as one of its broad aims healthy communities and healthy people, and work provide strategies and ideas on how to improve population health. So, focusing on the workforce and education is one of those six high priority areas for improving public health services in the United States, because we want to develop and sustain a competent workforce. And we do that by ensuring that that workforce has the education and the skills that are aligned with the core and discipline-specific competencies that we find in the documents produced by the Association of Schools of Public Health. And we want to ensure that public health education is accessible at all academic levels, not just at a graduate school level, but at undergraduate school levels, and that it's also a lifelong learning skill that people can continue to build on. There is tremendous value in prioritizing the workforce and education. Number one is the impact that it can have. By building a public health workforce with strong competencies in the field of quality concepts and quality improvement methods, we increase their ability to face emerging challenges. And we all know that the challenges facing us are huge. So we have to have a workforce that is skilled in what we mean when we talk about public health quality and quality improvement methods. Also is the idea of improvability. there's great potential to increase the effectiveness of the work that our public health practitioners are doing when they have workforce and training education that is aligned with the practice of public health. And lastly, there's huge variation in the skills and competencies of people in the workforce and in our educational institutions when it comes to what they know about public health quality, public health concepts, quality improvement methods. We want to close that gap and make sure that all of our students and people in the workforce have opportunities to build these skills. So there's great value in focusing on this work. We looked at public health quality courses in 40 of the 56 members of the Association of Schools of Public Health. So this includes accredited programs and programs that are looking to be accredited, as well as schools of public health that are accredited or looking to be accredited and are affiliated with ASPH. So we searched for keywords, quality improvement, public health performance improvement, et cetera. And if we didn't find a syllabus, but we thought that the topic of the course might contain something, then we contacted the instructor. What we found was there were, first of all, very limited number of schools or programs that actually taught public health practice. We found that there were four courses in four different schools of public health or public health programs that actually offered a public health quality or quality improvement course. Primarily what we found was that when schools of public health offered a course in quality improvement, it had very much a healthcare focus and very limited information about how you do quality, how you think about quality in the field of public health. So these are some of the competencies that we want our students to leave their academic training with, that we would like to see available to people in the workforce when they go through any kind of training. And this comes from the Association of Schools of Public Health. Well, I'll just continue. I hope that's not my phone. But within these areas of competencies that we find in ASPH, we definitely want our students to be able to apply quality and performance improvement concepts. We want them to be able to assess evaluation reports in relationship to their quality and utility as they practice in the field of public health. We truly want our students to be able to apply evidence-based practice and scientific knowledge. This is critical to being effective public health practitioners and leaders. And there are a few others there, but I'm going to skip so that I don't run too far behind and take up somebody else's time. But these are some of the potential topics that we're looking at for coursework consideration. First of all, fundamentals of public health quality. We also want to talk about policy in relationship to quality and health improvement. We want to give our students the opportunity to learn continuous quality improvement tools and how to apply that in a population-centered, public health-focused career. We want them to understand system-wide drivers. Dr. Koh talked about the system-wide drivers in the priority areas for improving public health services. So we want to be able for our students to leave the program and understand how do you drive quality and what are the metrics that are associated with those drivers. And lastly, it's so critical, and I think this probably should be the top bullet, that we learn and work together on integrating public health and healthcare. So these are our proposed next steps. We want to continue interviewing key informants about public health quality concepts and quality improvement topics for coursework consideration. We want to select subtopics, readings, and develop assignments for each of the modules that we have under consideration. We want to be able to have online access to this information. And in the process, create some of the detail behind these topics, such as discussion questions, possibly some lectures, examples of different kinds of assignments that students could have. And then lastly, we want to market our public health coursework to different schools of public health around the nation. So please, if you have any further questions about any of these areas, please contact me. And the last thing I need to let you know is that I have no personal financial relationship or commercial interest in anything associated with this presentation prior for the past 12 months.